Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. An emerging $900 billion COVID-19 aid package from a bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers all but collapsed on Thursday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Republican senators won't support a key compromise, including a slimmed-down liability shield for companies from virus-related lawsuits in exchange for adding $160 billion for cash-strapped states and cities that Democrats want. The hardened stance from McConnell creates a new stalemate over the $900 billion-plus package. Now, a legislative pileup is threatening today's deadline to pass an unrelated government funding bill by midnight, or risk a shutdown starting Saturday. Talks are continuing. A special panel of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has endorsed for emergency use a coronavirus vaccine developed by U.S. pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech. The decision came as the United States recorded a one-day record of deaths from the coronavirus with more than 3,100 lives lost Wednesday. The vaccine was approved after hours of deliberation on topics including allergic reactions to the vaccine recorded in Britain this week. With the recommendation of the emergency use authorization set, the FDA will likely give its consent as early as later today or Saturday. The U.S. government will immediately ship 6.4 million doses of the vaccine across the country, with frontline healthcare workers receiving top priority for the first inoculations. The U.S. military will also prioritize its healthcare workers for its initial allocation of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, which will be just under 44,000 doses. Via remote, this is VOA News. In a U.S. brokered deal, Israel and Morocco have agreed to recognize each other. This follows three Arab countries, Bahrain, Sudan, and the United Arab Emirates, recently establishing ties with the Jewish state, which several times since its modern founding in the late 1940s has found itself at war with its Muslim-majority neighbors. U.S. President Donald Trump is hailing the deal as a historic and massive breakthrough for peace in the Middle East and a continuation of his regional diplomacy known as the Abraham Accords. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said it will lead to direct flights between the countries and the opening of diplomatic missions. The Moroccan King Mohammed confirmed to President Trump by phone Thursday of the plans for direct flights for Israeli tourists to and from Morocco. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled unanimously on Thursday that three Muslim men who were put on the U.S. government's no-fly list for allegedly refusing to serve as FBI informants could sue FBI agents for monetary damages. Conservative Justice Clarence Thomas said the men may sue the agents in their personal capacity under a 1993 religious freedom law. The ruling was the latest in a string of decisions in support of religious freedom handed down by the conservative-controlled Supreme Court. Muslim American civil rights advocates hailed the ruling. The FBI did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The U.S. military killed eight al-Shabaab fighters and wounded two others in airstrikes Thursday in Somalia. General Stephen Townsend of the U.S. Africa Command said the military will continue to apply pressure to the al-Shabaab network. They continue to undermine Somali's sea security and need to be contained and downgraded. The al-Qaeda network conducts dozens of car bombings across Somalia each year, including against citizens, government, and American targets. China's foreign ministry announced that U.S. diplomatic passport holders visiting Hong Kong and nearby Macau will temporarily no longer receive visa entry privileges. These restrictions are what China's foreign ministry spokesperson described as reciprocal sanctions. The reference is most likely to U.S. sanctions that bar certain Chinese and Hong Kong officials from traveling to the U.S. The U.S. ban targeted those who had a role in imposing a crackdown on free speech and opposition political activity in Hong Kong. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News. We'll be right back.